This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia has accused Ukraine of shooting down a military transport plane, killing 65 Ukrainian POWs aboard, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The defense ministry says Ukrainian forces shot down the plane, killing all 74 people aboard, including the prisoners of war, who were to be swapped. Video of the crash posted on social media showed a plane falling from the sky in a snowy rural area and a massive ball of fire erupting where it apparently hit the ground. The Associated Press has not so far confirmed who was on board or other details on what brought the plane down. Throughout the war, Russia and Ukraine have traded conflicting accusations, and establishing the facts has often been difficult. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United Nations said on Wednesday Israeli tanks struck a huge UN compound in Gaza sheltering displaced Palestinians, causing mass casualties, but Israel denied its forces were responsible and suggested U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas may have launched the shelling. The attack, which the UN said hit a training center housing 30,000 displaced people in Khan Yunis, southern Gaza's main city, prompted rare outright condemnation from the United States. Thomas White, director of Gaza Affairs for the UN agency UNRWA, said two tank rounds hit one of the center's buildings where some 800 displaced people were sheltering, and at least 9 people were killed and 75 wounded. Palestinians gathered at the site of an Israeli airstrike on Rafah, southern Gaza, on Wednesday and helped recover bodies from the rubble. The area on the border with Egypt is crammed with more than half of the Gaza Strip's 2.3 million people displaced by the fighting between Israeli forces and Hamas. Palestinian health officials said at least 25,700 Gazans have been killed in the war. This is VOA News. Qatar on Wednesday said Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was obstructing mediation efforts in the Gaza war after a leaked recording allegedly captured him calling the Gulf state problematic. In a leaked recording from a meeting with hostage families that aired on Israel's Channel 12 News on Tuesday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called Qatar problematic. Zimbabwean health authorities battling a cholera outbreak that has infected about 20,000 people and killed more than 370 say they hope donated vaccines will ease the spreading waterborne disease now in 60 of the country's 64 districts. Columbus Mavhunga reports from Harare.
Zimbabwean Health Minister Douglas Mombeshoram Wednesday told reporters in Harare that the country had recorded 20,121 suspected cholera cases and 376 deaths, six of them since Tuesday. He said the World Health Organization and the United Nations Children's Fund had secured 2.3 million cholera vaccines for the country and nearly 900,000 doses to be administered next week. Columbus Mavhunga, VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
Cairo's historic center is getting a new look. Egypt's sovereign wealth fund is finalizing a master plan to revamp the area now that government ministries have largely moved to a new capital to the east. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo has more.
The historic center was modeled on Paris in the 1860s. It is filled with elegant but crumbling buildings that were nationalized in the 1950s and 1960s and left in disrepair. The new plan will discourage some activities, such as warehousing and storage, while encouraging others, such as tourism. But the new plan provides a preservation of architectural styles through a permitting system.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo, who adds the hope is to break ground on the project within months. The U.S. Republican Party presidential campaign has barely begun. But after two resounding victories, former President Donald Trump has demonstrated a dominance with Republicans. Leaders in both the Republican and Democratic parties are beginning to shift toward a general election rematch of Trump and President Joe Biden. Trump's double-digit victory Tuesday in the state of New Hampshire, where he was considered more vulnerable than perhaps anywhere else, was the tipping point. That's even as Republican rival Nikki Haley vows to fight on. Download the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.